Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Washington Senators and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Clyde Vollmer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Pete Runnels. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Fitzgerald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Schmitz. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Johnny Schmitz. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting third. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Dyke. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Larson. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Don Larson. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is called out on strikes. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels takes first base on ball four. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Krahoski moves to second. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards second. Terwilliger scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dyke. Yost reaches second base with a double. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Terwilliger takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. Yost moves to third. There goes Terwilliger trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Vollmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yost scores. Vernon moves to second. It's 1-0, Senators. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vollmer who is chasing the ball. Groth reaches third base with a triple. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0 for 1 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz is 0 for 1 in the game. Schmitz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Yost hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Terwilliger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Terwilliger reaches second base with a double. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terwilliger scores. It's 2-0, Senators. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vernon. The throw from Courtney and he is safe. Vernon steals second. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vollmer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dyke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Courtney for the out. Dyke moves to second. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter hits a line drive into center field. Busby picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Busby. Dyke scores. Hunter moves to second. It's 2-1, Senators. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 0 for 1 in the game. Larson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Browns 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards second. Young scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Wirtz reaches second base with a double. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 2 in the game. Elliott hits a line drive into left field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krahoski hits a fly ball into left field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Dyke takes first base on ball 4. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-2 in the game. Courtney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Browns 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-2 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz is 0-for-2 in the game. Schmitz hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hunter hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 0-for-2 in the game. Larson hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Browns 1. The Senators will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Terwilliger hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. Two outs. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vollmer hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-3 in the game. Elliott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krahoski hits a pop-up towards short. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Browns 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 3 in the game. Busby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Dyke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 3 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dyke moves to second. Willie Miranda pinch runs for Clint Courtney. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hunter bunts towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Dyke moves to third. Miranda moves to second. One out. Don Lenhart pinch hits for Don Larson. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart takes first base on ball four. Walt Masterson now pitching. Hank Edwards pinch hits for Johnny Groth. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dyke scores. Two outs. It's Senators, 2, Browns, 2. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 4 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Browns 2. The Senators will come to bat. Satchel Paige now pitching. Les Moss now catching. Jim Dyke now playing center field. Don Lenhart now playing left field. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0 for 3 in the game. Fitzgerald strikes out. One out. Walt Masterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Yost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yost. The throw from Moss and he is safe. Yost steals second. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Terwilliger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yost scores. It's 3-2, Senators. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Terwilliger. The throw from Moss and he is out, Hunter applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Masterson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 4 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Krahoski strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.